You are listening to You Know What Jesus Podcast with Lona Nicole, an unfiltered conversation into the world of business, beauty, and branding for the authentic businesswoman. In this podcast, transformational speaker Lona Nicole and her guests will discuss the best ways to stay focused and motivated in a world full of distractions to help you keep your mindset in the game. You are now listening to You Know What Jesus. So I just made a post on Facebook, and the post just summed up exactly how I felt. It says, self-love is the greatest middle finger of all time. I basically was just like, if nobody claps for you, if nobody motivates you, love you, they support you, if nobody's there for you, if nobody's going to cry with you, if nobody's going to tell you it's going to be all right, you have to tell yourself that. You got to keep going. You have to keep shining. And when you look back at all of this shit 5 years from now, when you in your mansion with your fine-ass husband and your beautiful kids and you sipping on champagne, you're going to be like, yo, I remember that time I was crying over shit. I don't even know why I was crying. But, I posted it because that's literally how I felt. Like, when I post stuff, I'm not thinking about other people. I mean, I am, but, you know, for the most part, I'm just thinking about myself and how I'm feeling and, you know, what's happening in my life. Let me go ahead and start here and just say this as like a side note. If y'all hear that alarm going off behind me, it ain't me. I don't be changing my fire alarm, but I'm at my brother's house and he ain't changed his. So if you be hearing the beep in the background, that ain't me, sis. That's somebody. I'm just, you know, cause you know, we be petty like that. But, I don't know. Like I really, lately this week has been like super fun. In fact, this is March. And this 3 months, this first quarter of the year, if you want to talk business or just in general, has been like super crazy, super hectic. I don't know how it's going for you. On my end, it's just crazy. I'm now a full-time entrepreneur where normally I would be like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm like super like, oh shit. What in the world? I don't know. Like, I feel like I have every emotion happening and every emotion going on. And that post really came from a place, if I could just be super transparent, I just kind of was like, you know, I have all of these emotions happening and going on, and you're thinking about money and how things are going to happen. And let's just keep it 100. Like, I just feel like people just talk about entrepreneurship and they talk about the freedom and making money for yourself. But if you don't have a plan in place, what I'm saying, a plan of like, you know, your talents, you know how you can make money, or have you laid out how you're going to try to generate money, you know, posting, scheduling things, you know, is your stuff. You have links that's, you know, telling people what to do, how they can pay you, those type of things. That's what I mean by systems, like a plan to capture the money, a plan on talking to people, how you're going to post or putting things up, or are you going to go network, you know, are you in network marketing, you know, those type of things. I think you can start to get overwhelmed, and I'm the type of person, like when I get super overwhelmed, I'll overthink a situation. Like I'll just think, and then I'll get really overwhelmed. And when I get overwhelmed, like everything stops. Like I can't think right. I'm not functioning right. I'm just not acting like myself. And like today I just woke up and it was just one of those days where I just woke up and I just felt so funky and I wanted to cry. And I remember this week kind of going back and forth with a friend because I had said battle depression. And she was like, no, we're overcomer by the words of our mouth. And she kind of got into that. And I was like, first of all, use battle. And battle is something that can continuously go, you know, go like a war, you know, it's a fight, it's the opposition. And, you know, I don't think that ever ends. You know, I think as long as we are alive, I think it's always going to be something. Something's going to happen. Something's going to go on. Some conflict is going to, something's going to happen. You know, relationship, breakup, kids, argument, you know, food's happening. It could be globally happening, locally happening in your community. Something's always going on. Something's always happening. But I think it's really like how you plan on bouncing back, how you plan on how do you plan on changing the situation? You know, how are you thinking about it? And I think it's just one of those things where it's easy to tell people, hey, just think positive about your depression. Hey, just think positive about being, you know, being anxious about certain things. But if you're feeling alone in the situation and you're feeling like, you know, you don't know how you're going to make it through, you don't know how you're going to get it through. And even though it looks good on paper, I know, you know, this is just me. It means nothing. And I've had people, you know, kind of say it. And let me just keep it 100. At my end, and I'm just going to, this is just how I feel. Like, so fuck you, no shade, but this is just how I feel. And I just was like, you know, I feel like whenever I'm the type of person, I feel like whenever I go through things, like I'll say I'm hurt about something or I'm going through something or X, Y, and Z, you know, the first thing people tell me to do is, oh, don't say that, girl. You're so positive. You're so great. And then you go about your day, you go about your life, running your kingdom, and I still have this situation. Like, I'm the type of person, if I'm telling somebody, like, oh, don't feel this way, like, I'm that person who's gonna sit down and, like, we're gonna figure out a plan together. I don't want you to feel by yourself in this. And I'm sitting here, like, even in the midst of stuff that's happening, I got people still call, and they know, some people know, you know, just personal stuff, just things in general. You know, some people are just, you know, hitting me up and still asking for favors or asking for this and asking for this. And I'm like, yo, you asking me for favors. You're asking me for help. You haven't even done some shit for me that you said you was going to do. And you got the all that, like, I'm just at a place now where I remember my friend Tish Bell said to me, she's like, you are not acting on the level of confidence that you need to act on for the next season in your life, for the job that you want to attain, for the business that you want to have. And I'm at the place now where I think that because I'm always trying to be understanding and I'm trying to be considerate. And this, because this is what we say when you build your brand, you build, you know, be considerate. And I'm really at a place like where I know who the fuck I am. I know the shit that I've been through. And I know the reality of it is, if some shit happened to me, you ain't fucking coming for me. You ain't gonna save me. You ain't gonna pay a bill. You ain't gonna put no money on me. You ain't gonna put no food in my kids. Like, you're not gonna do that. You're not gonna do any of those things. Like, you're really not. And I think sometimes we can get so caught up with saying the right thing, trying to be perfect and live for somebody else and be this person, that we can really, really, really fuck ourselves. And I'm only telling you, you feel me, this because of what I went through. And I remember I said, I asked somebody and I was like, you know, why is it? And he was like, you know, I asked a friend and it was like, because, you know, just your personal, you know, your persona, you're strong, you're intelligent, you know, you carry yourself. I was like, I get it. And it really hit me. Like, sometimes we can get so caught up in who we think a person is or what we think we're supposed to do that we just really start being like, we're not even emotionally available for people anymore. It's kind of like, we just want to say the motivational thing. We want to say the Bible scripture because it sounds good. But are you open? Are you really emotionally there for that person? And I just feel like now we're just so busy motivating people and preaching at people that we're not even really there for people. We're not really listening to what a person has to say. We're not sitting down and holding that person's hand. You know what I mean? Like, we're just really not. And I was like, it's so sad because I get why everybody's like, they're a savage now. And they like, fuck, I know somebody who's like, fuck friends, make money. And I was like, oh my God, you can't say that. But I get it. You're trying to make money to take care of yourself, to secure the bag, to sit here and go further. Like, I'm getting it. And and for me, I used to say all the time, like, you know, my friends, you know, used to call me New York City B, or Big City B. Like, I was just at one point, you know, living in New York, I was so caught up with the grind and the hustle and making it happen that I think that I kind of lost some of that. Like, I kind of lost some of that edge to myself. I kind of lost some of that, you know, getting caught up. I think, you know, me personally getting, you know, caught up in like studying brands and researching and stuff. And I had to get back. Like, today I was just really sitting here thinking and I was like, you know, the core to me of a brand is just that. It's defining who you are and it's being bold about who you are. And it's not, you know, apologizing, excuse me, for the things that are happening to you and the things that have happened to you in the past. And, you know, I think it's using all of those tools to say, you know what, this is happening to me and this is how I'm going to turn it around. And this is how I'm going to tell my story. And this is how I'm going to help somebody else. And this is how I'm going to keep going. And, you know, and I'm just doing this whole podcast because I don't know what you're going through right now. And I don't know what's happening for you in your life. But if you're like me, where you can kind of feel really, really lonely and really isolated, like I go through that. And I think anybody who has any type of feeling to make an impact in the world or to change this world or to go against the grain and to do things different and to be a better person, you can feel so isolated. And I can't speak for you, but if you are feeling this way, you know, girl. And I'm looking around at, you know, these people who are preaching and they have these platforms and these women empowerment things. And I'm like, yo, are we really connecting? Because I know tons of people and I don't feel connected to these people at all. Like, I'm just calling it what it is. I don't fucking feel connected to these people whatsoever. Like, I'm asking people, like, are you in a support community? Are you somewhere where you feel loved on? Like, I get why depression is at its all-time high. I'm getting why anxiety is at its all-time high. I'm getting why suicide is at its all-time high. Like, we don't give a fuck about each other whatsoever. Like, we say check on a strong friend, but do you really check on a strong friend? Or does somebody need to check on you? You can't check on nobody if you don't feel like nobody's checked on you, right? Or if you feel like you're in a bad place. I feel like we're at such a place now, everybody's pretending to be strong, to try to say they're strong when everybody's really hurt and they need the love and they need attention and they need those things. And I'm the type of person where I'll work through it. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'll work through it. Like, next weekend, I'm gonna fucking disconnect. I don't care. Next week, I'm gonna fucking disconnect. I'm so excited. But excuse me. Like, I don't know. Like, if like, you know, and I feel like everybody's talking about self-love and all of these things. Like, I'm woo girl, I'm all about some self-love. But when you're hurt and you really need some love, and even if you love yourself, you want the love of someone else, just a companionship. And it's not even a romantic way. Just have a friend to maybe just sit there and watch a show with you, or to go to a movie, or to hold your hand. Like, matter of fact, you know, you want someone there. Like, I'm understanding the importance more and more of a community. And I remember I did a podcast about it, you know. So whether it's a church home, whether it's a support group of women, whether it's just to sit here and cry, I really feel like, especially if you're a visionary or you're a leader, or if you're that woman in that capacity, and then you talk about adding motherhood to it and relationships and all these types of things. I mean, I really feel like we need that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I remember I kept saying I was going to open up my group before. And I was like, well, I don't know, because I mean, I have the time. But it was called the Girlfriend Experience. And what it is it was like, I just needed some girlfriends, like some genuinely honest girlfriends, because I feel like what I'm going through in my life, and I'm just going to be honest. And you know what I mean? Like, if somebody says something, like, you know, we can go and go. But I feel super by myself. Like, I don't feel like I have some genuine girlfriends. Like, I don't need you to preach to me. Like, I know the word too. I don't need you to preach to me. I don't need you to hype me up. I don't need you to motivate. I just need someone to be there. Let me cry in a safe space. You know, sometimes you just want to cry and you want to let it go. I have a therapist for that. Like, don't do me. Like, I got a pastor for that. I got those things. Sometimes you just want a girlfriend where you can sit here and say, yo, let's go get an ice cream cone. Oh, okay, let's go get some Doritos from the store and just sit in the park and just laugh about life, and let's look at a puppy or something. Like, let's do something, let's be in the community, like something. And you know what I mean? I just feel like you see even how I doctored it up. Like, even when I sit here and said, hey, let's just go do something, the first thing I thought you were going to probably say to me was to go get a therapist. The first thing I thought you was going to say to me was to go talk to somebody, right? Versus me sitting here saying it. And I think we live in a world where so much social media and so much hit you through the phone and DM you and email you that we don't have any personal connection. And I'm so on individual love. Like, I'm so all about connecting to a person, like, what's going on with you? What's up with you? What are your goals? What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are your hurts like? And I want that back. You know what I mean? I want that care back. I'm just not gonna lie. And I feel like most people say shit to me from a very general fucking point of view. Like, are you okay? If I tell you fucking no, what you gonna say? It's gonna be okay. You get what I'm saying? Like, I want some really social girlfriends where we can just sit here and talk. Again, I don't need you to be my therapist or my mom, but like, just a good girlfriend to laugh and to, you know, just, I want to snot with somebody. Does that make sense? Can I say that? Like, I want to just snot with somebody. Like, I just want to have a glass of wine and just, like, girl, and just snot with somebody. Like, excuse me, I'm getting over, like, this cold. And I just want to snot with somebody, like genuinely, wholeheartedly, like some, like genuinely girlfriends, like to say that with. But I'm noticing, like, if you're strong, or if people think you got it together, or they're paying attention to who they think you are on social media versus the reality of who you are, like, you're so busy caught up into who you think I am, you're just missing about who I am. Like, you don't want to get to know who I am. And again, I think everybody's so busy trying to have a platform and speak into somebody's life and help the next person, that the way that you can probably sometimes really help somebody is just really showing up and just being yourself. Like, fuck your title, fuck your degrees, fuck that shit. Like, who the fuck are you? You. I mean, you. I mean, like, the 6-year-old in you, the 12-year-old in you, the 18, like, who are you past all of that stuff? Like, those are the type of conversations that I want as a grown woman. That's where I'm at, you know, that's where I'm at. And, you know, like, today I just been crying just, like, all day. And it's, like, either I'm, like, crying, listening to, you know, a little bit of Bishop Noel Jones. Crying, listening to some trap music. Crying, hyping myself up. Because, like, even though I know, like, this is the thing. Even though I know in my heart that it's going to be okay. Even though I know in my heart that I have some fucking giant size fucking balls, right? And I know shit is gonna be all right. There are times where you just want a girlfriend to be like, hey girl, like, it's gonna be all right. Hey girl, I know right now it seems really, really, really hard, but girl, I'm gonna sit here with you while you just cry. I think we all need those moments, and not from a doctor and not from a therapist and not from your pastor. You want it with somebody where you can have those open, transparent, authentic, you know, emotional conversations with, you know. But I think we're so busy trying to get people to be fixed and whole and broken that we're not even letting people go through the process. We're not even letting people get the shit out of their mouth before we're trying to sit here and put a bandaid over their mouth and telling them to hold a throw up in their mouth and just to swallow it because it's going to be okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. Like, so many people are so busy trying to tell somebody what to say, how to feel and how not to feel, versus letting a person feel, let them get it out. Let them get the throw up out. Let them get the vomit out. Let them get the hurt out. Let them throw it all in the bucket. Let them get it all out. And then we go from there and talk about what's the next steps. You know, then we go from there. So, you know, I don't know if you're listening to this tonight. I'm going to drop it tonight right now and throw it up probably on Facebook. But, you know, like, cry tonight if you have to, if you got to take a shower. Yo, I just had I'm about to have a shower and take the whole bottle of wine in the shower because I don't know, like, I feel like it's going to get lit. Like, I'm about to go literally blast some music and probably drink some wine and stand in the shower and just, like, let it go and, like, scream and dance. And that type of stuff. Because even though, again, I know it's going to be okay, we're still human and we still have emotions. And especially, I feel like, as women of color, like, I feel like you have to be so hard. And I don't want to lose my femininity. And I will not lose my femininity. I will not lose my crying nature. I will not lose my emotional nature because you think I'm being too fucking emotional. Fuck you. Like, like, I'm really at that point. So, you know what? Like, tonight, as my little Facebook is going off, tonight, yo, I applaud you and I salute you. And I'm so proud of all the stuff that you've done. And I'm so proud of the growth that's happening for you. And I hope that you get everything that you want in life. And I hope that you write it down. And if you're up tonight, like I'm up tonight, and you're working while your kids are in bed, your man is asleep, you know, the whole house is quiet. Like, I am so praying for you. Shout out to my friends who were sitting in, like, beautiful, soaky music. But I am praying for you tonight. I am praying that every issue be fixed for you. I am praying your money turns around. I am praying that that depression is ceasing, that you're able to have a clear mind. I am praying for that anxiety to subdue itself. I am praying that you find someone to talk to if you don't have anyone from a therapist point of view to talk to. I'm praying that you find the community that you're looking for, like I am. And I'm really probably about to just go ahead and open up this community. It's called the Girlfriend Experience, so we can get up and do these type of, like, just loving on each other type of things. But I am praying for you tonight. Like, it's so many things going on out here in the world, and there's so many things happening, and I think we're so busy trying to prove how thug we are, how brave we are. And, you know, in this moment right now, I don't, and I'm so quick to try to have a plan. And this is probably, I've been talking about faith a lot, and I feel like my faith and my whole belief system is really switching over to say, hey God, you know what? I gotta see at this point, like, at this point in my life, I gotta fucking know if you're real. That's really what I'm so I have to fucking know. I have to know if you're real, if you exist, and then I can move on to something else. But out of all the things that's happened in my life, out of all the things that could have killed me, out of all the things that could have destroyed me, out of all the people who have talked about me and all the people who have left me, out of all the deaths and the heartbreak that I've suffered, like, I'm still able to go the next day and laugh and smile and joke. So there has to be something that's real. It has to be. And I just think I'm at this point in my life where I'm like, it's like, you don't know, but you know? So tonight I am sincerely praying for you, and I pray that you have a beautiful night, that you get some peace. If you are, like I said, up like me and you working, you know, girl, turn that music on, get in your zone, let that creativity flow. I pray that you have a peaceful sleep tonight. I pray that you have vivid dreams and imaginations. I pray that your creativity flourishes while you sleep. I pray that you see the things that you desire in your heart as you sleep and you get the plans to execute them. I pray that you have a great day tomorrow, that you look good, girl, you know, put your eyelashes on, you know, get your hair together, girl, because I'm looking for a good old wig right now. But I pray that you have those things, and I love you so much, and I hope you know that you're not by yourself. You can always hit me up at facebook.com. I'm at facebook.com is www.facebook.com/LaudaNicole, and like I said, I'm going to post this link up, and it's going to be called A Girlfriend Experience. I'm going to have a dinner probably maybe in like 2 more weeks where we can just all get together if you're close and make it virtual, and we can just get up there and talk and, hey, girl, what's going on? Like, girl, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, again, I love you, and I hope that you're having a good night. But, yeah, I had to pop up and do this podcast, and shout out to Grace, shout out to Erin, shout out to Tamika, shout out to Colleen, shout out to Joy. I'm just, even today, just thinking about people who hit me up or sent me positive things or asked me different stuff and not even knowing what was happening. So this podcast is to all the beautiful ladies who are grinding and working and going in your business. So again, I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for sharing this content. Couldn't get it out, Jesus. But again, while I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day, I believe in this moment right now, everything will be okay. Night. Trust me, I get it. I'm a mom. I'm a businesswoman. I have tons of things I have to do. And then on top of that, sometimes I have to balance maybe a 9-to-5 as well as being an entrepreneur. Like, I have lived so many different lives. Like, I completely get it. But as a woman, as an influencer, as a business owner, period, as a mom, just matter of fact, just being you, you want to feel comfortable. You want to feel great when you put your stuff on. You want your makeup to look good. You want your hair to look good. You want to be decent. And it's not, it has nothing to do with the vanity part. You just want to look good for yourself. But I also get the time is limited. You don't have a lot of money, and you don't have the time to run around. So what I really want to help you go over with monthly is showing you how to use what you have to maximize your different looks, especially if you don't have a budget yet for your clothes, for makeup, or any of those things, and you're putting yourself out. Maybe on social media, maybe you're going to different networking events. You always want to look put together. So different makeup hacks, different purchases that you can find for the low to kind of already combine, like I said, what you have now with what, you know, the stuff that you want to get. So we'll work on all of that per monthly. I have an exclusive membership site just for all of this stuff where I always go live. I'll answer your questions a lot more personally, just so you're not getting random content that I can kind of help you solve your clothing problems or your organization hacks, that type of thing. And I can't really wait to work with you. So here is my deal. You can go over to theglamourboss.com and you can sign up now. Membership, all you do, you're paying a simple $7.99 a month, and $7.99 a month gives you complete access to me doing these pop-up videos, me giving you exclusive content, and me answering your questions. So you get to see all of this before anybody else does. And again, you kind of be a part of this whole experience of you starting all over, rebranding yourself, especially if you don't, again, have the time or the funds or anything that way. So again, you can go to theglamourboss.com. You're going to see the whole section, Glam Me Over. So again, with this, with my website, you'll have exclusive content to this. I'll go live probably 2 or 3 days out of the week just for you. So it's just really talking to you, going through your closet, looking at hacks, makeup skills, how to rebrand yourself, how to re-image, to rebrand your image if you're deciding to step out. Or maybe you just need some, quick tips
on networking, maybe you need some quick things on that type of thing. So, yeah, I kind of just wanted to open up that community because I work with so many people locally and then I travel as well. But then I think about my online family who I kind of like just talk to and I crack jokes all the time. So you guys tend to always inbox me and ask me makeup questions and clothing questions and what's happening and what's going on and places to be, that type of scene. So I kind of want to connect you to those resources so you can have that. So again, monthly is $7.99. You can sign up, you can drop off at any time and just join the community that way. And I can't wait to have you. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, hitting me up on Facebook, sending your questions over. I don't know, like liking posts and having, matter of fact, past that, thank you for having conversations with me. I don't have a lot of family or friends that I'm really, really connected to. And most of the people I have met personally in my life has been through social media. Most of my friends, colleagues, relationships, I mean, girl, even down to dating, like most of the stuff I've met just has really been through social media. So it's a huge tool for me. It's a huge connectivity point. And I just was like, you know, hey, why not open up this to you guys? Because, you know, hey, so this is kind of like that type of, one community I want to create. And then two, it's the conversations you guys give me back and the stuff that you say that you just get the personality and, you know, I just find humor in different stuff. But again, if you want to join this community with me, I'm over here. So it's at theglimmerboss.com because you know how I am. I can get to just talk all over the place. Be sure to join this community. I can't wait to see you in there and kind of give you some hacks and tips and go shopping with you. I'm even going to throw this in there. I'll be places where I go shopping. If you need me to buy it for you, I'll buy it for you, send it over to you. So those things like that. So be sure to head over there. It's $7.99 per month. You can sign up. You can delete it however you want to do it. But I look forward to, seeing you over there. Love you. Bye. I think sometimes the hardest part when you're building your brand, whether you're building it professionally or personally, is that you get scared that somebody's not going to like who you are. You get scared that somebody's not going to like what you do. And you're going to have to get over that. This is your life at the end of the day. This is what you have chosen to do. This is what you're waking up to do. You're spreading a message. You are putting yourself out there. You are showing up for a particular reason. You have to remember your reason why. That is not your audience job. That's not your fans job. And if you don't stop, you're going to get caught into people doing this for you. That means until somebody do this, then you're going to move. When somebody do this, then you're going to jump. So, are you your own person or are you a fucking puppet? Puppet. Boom. So, you have to make up your mind if you're going to be a puppet or if you're going to stand up and walk into who you are. Like, it's just those two choices. So that's what I'm saying. When you start opening your mouth, you have to be secure within yourself. And then this is why knowing who you are, this is important. And that goes to, what do you believe in? What do you wholeheartedly believe in? If you're telling me that you rock with God, you believe in God, you believe in it, you feel me? That's what you believe in. You got to act like that. You have to, like, it doesn't work. You can't be two different people all at the same time. You're going to drive yourself crazy. Understand? Yeah. You got to get to the clear, like, who are you? What do you want? What do you believe in? You believe in treating people good. Cool. Boom. Because of the Bible, because of the Quran, because of the Torah, whatever you believe in, whatever your basis is, right? Yeah. Why you do what you do, why you believe in what you believe, why you say what you say, why you do what you do. Why do you have to understand those reasons? I am so passionate about people being who they are because that's the only way of living that I know. All the times in my life that I've been happy and successful and I loved what I was doing was when I was really, really doing it. When I started to do those things and talk about those things and have a podcast and open up, those have been the happiest moments of my life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's a happy feeling. And I enjoy doing it. I understand it could still be hard, but you enjoy it. You get lost in it. It makes you a better person. Those things, podcasting makes me a better person. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's about you first. Podcasting makes me a better person. Talking to people, it makes me a better person. Being a mom makes me a better person. Being a businesswoman makes me a better person. Because I believe you should take care of yourself. I believe that you should sit here and use
your gifts and your talents and your skills. And even, like, you gotta understand too, I question it. We all question ourselves. We all question when we do what we do. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's why it's so important to remember. That's why it's so important to journal, to talk about it, to be open about it. What was I doing the other day? Matter of fact, today I said something to my babe, Sierra. Hey, Sierra. And I got to start tagging people in the podcast when I talk about them. I'm so horrible with that. Listen, you need to go sit here and go get another Halls. You're not going to be in the middle. Like, especially when, like, have you ever had a moment when you got to say something and your sermon be getting good? Like, I know I'm delivering the saints today. And then people just sit here and start coughing in the middle. Yo, I will punch you in the throat, kid. Hi-ya. See? Like, I'm telling you, yo, when I try to just mind my business, stay calm, but like, because I just see nothing but posts talking about mind your business, stay calm, drink your water. Like, when I do those things, it just don't seem to work for me. Like, being in people's because business.
Interrupting you, but
thank you. I feel like people is okay. You're doing the most, yeah. But yeah, okay.
You like done? That.
Yeah, I mean, it did, it just went real left. I'm not mad with you. Like, you had your little 5 minutes to shine. You feel good, you feel good about yourself. You feel good, you build your confidence. Yeah. I just killed you down. My yeah. bad. Like, I'm gonna need you to know your place. Like, I'm gonna need you to know this is my stage. I will knock you off of it. I mean, I love you. I love you. I love you, kid. But you know, I'm gonna need you to go walk your little, you know, just walk to the left. You got your own stage in your own time. I just need you to understand that this is mine. Okay? All right, sweetie. Mommy loves you. So I just feel like I have to be hype. Like, I'm not trying to be hype. I really be trying to mind my business. But yo, people be doing stuff and I'd be like, bruh. Like, nobody, like, who's bruh?
When you say
bruh. Hey.
I'm butting
from yo, my mouth. I need you to keep all your germs.
I'm doing this.
To yourself. Because I just came over.
Look, I'm putting my hand on my mouth.
And the only reason I feel bad is because I was just sick. And I was like, oh my goodness, maybe I'm a bad parent. Maybe I guess she's sick too. I wasn't trying to. But whenever I say bruh, what is funny?
Yeah, I'd be like, bruh.
I'd be like, bruh. Because I'd be like, like.
You're like, oh my God.
That's how I'd be feeling. Like, yo, I'm really about to go into PR. Like, because I just can't. Like, I don't get me wrong. A huge part of, for me as an image consultant, is like how you look in front of people. Like, so I do have like this huge thing, like a huge love for PR. Like, I really respect people, especially in the damage control situation, because we all be like having that friend who be saying stuff and you just want to like karate chop them in the throat. Like, bro, like, what are you
talking? I don't want to do that. I'm a bust.
No, I'd be like, yo, I couldn't. I'd be like, yo, what was you doing? What was you doing? What was you doing? And I think people be so afraid to check people. Like, if you're my friend, I'm going to check you if you looking fucking stupid. Sit down. Sit down somewhere. Wouldn't you want someone to say something to you? Yes, you would. Yes, you would. If I'm out here looking crazy and I'm standing on the stage and my ponytail is locked, say something to me. Say something. Maybe I'm struggling.
You said sit down. I don't talk to me and I'm about to cry.
Wait, you was about to cry? How was I talking to you if you laying down? See? Let me tell you, the guilty always speak up first. The guilty person always speak. I don't want even. You laying. See? This is what I mean. People be knowing when they wrong. You knew you was wrong. Like, you're laying in the bed right now, Leilani. Stretched out. So if I say sit down, how does that apply to you? If you're laying down, the reason you felt some type of way, because you know you be doing stuff and you be looking crazy, and you know I'd be about ready to snatch your whole soul. I don't be waiting. I didn't need it.
I'm gonna start running.
Exactly. The reason. So you said something because you felt guilty, right? Yeah. You felt convicted in your little heart, right? Yep, so you was ready to puff up and defend yourself, right? Exactly. That's what I'm sitting there saying.
You
like,
talking to your invisible
boom,
friends?
I was, yes. Didn't I just, yo, bruh.
Is that your invisible friend?
Don't try to play me like I'm in here crazy. So I'm talking to your invisible friends. I'm podcasting. This is how I talk to my people. This is how I talk to my community. I just got to talk to them different ways because lately... Oh, my God, guys. So, okay, if you did listen to the podcast last night, full-time entrepreneur. So I was like, yay. I need some hand claps. I was say, don't do me. Like, you didn't know you're cute. You didn't know you're supposed to clap. So, ew. So, yeah, so my podcast is probably about to be a lot more lit because I feel like I can kind of say, I feel like I can kind of say what I want to say. I feel free. So, yeah, I'm super, super, super excited. And, yeah, I'm just talking about a lot, you know, some of the stuff I love, some of the stuff I research, all of those type of things. Like, high five, kid. You better be on it. So it's a couple stuff. Like, I'm like, I need an assistant, Lonnie. You can't be my assistant. Because you don't know how to do certain stuff. And you be acting all feeble. I can't. I digress.
I digress.
Well, I'm digressing.
So I can take the podcast. Digressing.
Listen, what is my homeboy Steve? I think it's called a cappy coup where you try to come in somebody's stuff and take it over. Listen, kids, you are not taking over my podcast or my business. I'm gonna need you to start your own. That's what we're not gonna do. Your little snotty nose is not taking over my business, kid.
You do got
a snotty nose.
My nose is not running down to my mouth. It's not.
Okay, that's a runny nose. Well, that says snotty means you need to blow your little nasty nose. You got your little business all over here in my business. But listen, now I'm like super, super lit because, like, I don't know. I just kind of been bugging and not kind of being in a positive place. And I think it's just that whole control factor of trying to control stuff. And I think what it is sometimes we get so caught up in trying to control other people that we're not controlling our own shit. And I'm not saying that we're, no, I won't say my defense. Let me scratch that. I think we're trying to control our life. What happened? I think we're trying to control our life, meaning like we can just think about it to control it versus doing the work. I think a lot of us are just skipping the work part. Maybe that's just my part. I think I'm skipping just doing the work part.
Like, what do you mean?
That, like, I guess I'm in a place now where I'm changing my mindset because I'm like, yo, like, I can do what I love to do all day long. So now that I'm in this position, now that I have this opportunity that's been given to me, why am I not stepping up to the plate? I'm just being real. Like, why am I not stepping up to the plate? Like, so that's what my thing.
I mean,
you can put me on blast. I mean, you can say what you got to say. Blast. Speak, prophet. No, I'm just playing.
I want to do a blast.
No, go ahead. I mean, you can keep it 100. How do you feel?
So you said you got off a track, right?
Yeah, I got off track. No, this is the thing. I just be wanting God to tell me everything.
Okay.
Like, I need to know
everything. First, God can't tell you everything because you have to figure out sometimes by yourself.
How you know that?
I don't know.
So you just assuming. You got a Bible scripture to support this?
Yes.
A thesis paper? Did you read it? How you know?
No, I just said it out my heart.
Out your heart?
Yeah,
I don't know. So when you okay, matter of fact, stand back up. Like, interpret what you said. I don't understand what you mean.
So
you said God wants you to do it yourself?
He doesn't want you to do it by yourself, but if you have like an issue with it,
yeah.
Like, first you need to figure it out by yourself because he's trying to give you a chance before he comes in and helps.
Got you, but no, okay, so I need you to listen to my whole issue because I feel like you're just bombarding, like you're not listening. Okay, so then let me explain to you my whole issue. Okay, so then if you just like zip it and let me just, I digress. I'm just saying.
What does digress mean? Kind
of like, we'll get into this later. Listen, don't do me. Not today. Just listen. All I'm saying is this. Like, for instance, today I was really, really upset with God, right?
Why?
Because I just didn't feel like he was listening to what I had to say. I had a couple of demands. Just kind of needed some stuff to kind of happen. I just wasn't understanding why he's not listening to what I got to say. Yeah. So my friend.
Because he's giving you a chance.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're not listening. So then my friend was like, listen to this sermon. And he told me like 3 days to listen to the sermon. And I didn't listen to the whole sermon there because I was so caught up in how I felt. So I was like,
right? That's how I was feeling. So then I finally listened to the rest of the sermon this morning when I was taking a shower. And the end part of the sermon has said this, so it kind of like really messed me up. He basically was saying that sometimes God doesn't give you all the directions for like the plans in your life. He doesn't give you all the directions. But what he does is he wants you to follow him. And if you follow him and talk to him, then he'll start telling you piece by piece. Because everybody walks different. Everybody has a different path. Everybody doesn't walk the same. Everybody doesn't hear the same. Everybody doesn't walk the same. So let me tell you this. So I was in a car. So after my friend said that, because we're always supposed to try to draw closer to God, figuring out certain stuff, being a better person, right? So I was upset. Now, usually whenever I get upset and I get discouraged, I just can kind of feel down like he's not listening. So this was this one time I was feeling really, really down with myself, like really beating myself up. I was really down and I was at the park and I was by the water. And I just start praying to like hear from God. And I looked up and
like
started.
Today?
It's two moments that happened. So in my book, I talk about it, that I had ended up putting my foot on the bench. And when I put my foot on the bench, I looked up and the scripture was there. It was Jeremiah 29:11, favorite scripture ever. So today while I was driving in the car, right? I'm talking and I'm just explaining like how I've been feeling. Like, I just feel like,
talk to me about that. You were talking to somebody else.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody else. And I looked up at somebody's car in front of me and the word said Jeremiah 29:11. So I was like, oh my God, look, he's listening to me. He's listening. Cause I didn't think he was listening. Like, I just felt like, he wasn't listening.
He gave you a vision.
Yeah. He gave me like, yep. And I feel like those things happen to all of us all the time. So I'm going to read you the scripture. I just had to look it up so I can read like the whole thing. But, yeah, I'm going to read the scripture. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. So I've been feeling so bad about the situation that I'm in that I feel like I'm going down, that I've been feeling like
to another level.
Boom. I feel like I was going down. I feel like I had did something to myself or I was a bad person, and all of the stuff that was happening to me was because I was a bad person. So what the scripture had turned around.
You're not a bad person.
I know I'm not, but I was feeling that moment at that time. So what the scripture was basically saying to me is, why would I put you through anything to harm you? Why would I sit here and do all of this to harm you? This isn't meant to harm you. You asked me for something. Now I'm giving it to you. But you got to work the plan. You've already written out the plan. You've been writing it down. You know what to do. But you're getting so caught up in your thoughts that you're not getting the work done. That you're not executing on the stuff that you said that you was going to execute on it. So at this moment in the game, you got to play hard. You got to put your heart in it. You're going to give me your heart or you not. You got two choices. You're going to put your whole heart in it and really, really believe in yourself and really see what I can do for you. Or you just going to sit down and you just going to talk about it. You rather, and I think a lot of people, we rather stand on the sideline and talk about how other people are playing their game in life versus us actually getting up to play the game. Oh, that I felt deliverance. Did you feel, wait. Okay, go blow your nose. See, right. This is what I'm talking about. See, that was a good, yo, I just preached that thing. Listen, baby. Listen, if you didn't catch the Holy Ghost to fall out, then you whack. If you didn't catch the spirit and fall out, listen, bruh, you whack. Huh? Listen, you can't even talk. How you talking junk and trying to blow your nose? And you can't even reach it. And you can't even see in the mirror. I'm going to need you to get it together. But hey, guys. Yeah, so I know I've been doing podcasts super random now. That's just because I have time now. And I'm excited. And I'm going to start talking to you guys a lot more. Leave that light on because I got to do this stuff. So I have the London Nicole show that's about to start where I'm going to go over different beauty stuff. Stuff that I've seen. Stuff that's happening in the industry. Stuff for you to avoid. Especially if you're putting yourself out there so you know you're not getting caught up and messed up. And just covering different events that I see that's happening. No, just leave it open because I got to open my computer. And I can't see him. And then you guys know I'm an image consultant, so I really launched my firm. Yo, shout out to oh my God, I see her name in my head. She just had today is Plus Figure Fierce. day. She has her own fucking day. Like, when you have your own day in your city, if that ain't you some bullshit, I know. I know I need my own day. Yes, and I don't know what we're going to do on London's Day, but I need a whole parade and a whole...
London's Day should be on your birthday. No, not on your birthday. The day you start your podcast.
The day I start my podcast? Girl, you better be... Listen, come on, baby visionary. Come through with the ideas, with the inspiration. Hello, Jesus. All right, so boom. So basically, that's what it is. Uh-huh. So we kind of got to get that cracking. So we're going to do that. And then I'm going to be at Image Update in New Bern, North Carolina. Shout out to them. So I have a makeup class coming up in 3 weeks. So if you are trying to perfect that very neutral, smoked out type of beat.
London's Day should be for the, you just said like the new like makeup place like that.
Well, that's different. Well, I'm just going to be there doing classes. So I'm partnering with another company, partnering with another brand, and I'll be teaching classes there. Just because I want other people to get that look for themselves. And then I kind of be debuting different stuff with them along that line. And then, so you guys can go to my website, which I'm like reformatting now, theglamourboss.com. And then all of that, just talking about different stuff. I'm going to be talking about my podcast more, going live and recording those things. So if you check out the page, then I'll be doing that. Or you know what, Jesus. And then what else is happening? So it's that. And then, so I have the image consultant, like, business going. So I have the firm and I'm looking to hire other people for that. So I'm looking for styling assistants. I'm looking for people who work social media, who do those different things, which I have a lot of brand partnerships that I'm partnering with. So a lot of my company, we just go out to other companies and we partner with them and we create things that way. So everybody can kind of win. So I'm all about partnerships. And just really working with other people to grow our brands and go.
And partnering together.
Yes, that's what I just said.
Working together.
Yeah, you want your 2 minutes to shine again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I'm not knocking. I just need you to... Yeah, you got to learn how to just, like, slide and in there. You just be like...
I don't know how to slide it.
Yeah, you got to start being smooth.
I'm not being smooth. I'm being bumpy.
I know.
I said you... People can notice.
But you don't have to interrupt. Like, you can make people laugh, too. You can just slide in there. You can just slide. Yeah, you gotta learn how to slide. You gotta, yeah. Don't be bumpy. You gotta be smooth with it. You gotta finesse it. Yeah, like shh. You're like, yeah, mom. That was a good idea about partnership. Let's partner.
Bumpy like this.
Yeah. You're doing the most. Yeah. You're fighting against yourself. Like, just be smooth. Like, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, hey, mom. Like, yeah. Like, you gotta be smooth in it. I don't know. I gotta give. I don't know. We gotta be in the middle of it again. Well, are you caressing yourself? You know what? I just can't. So, yeah, you just got to be smooth with it. So, yeah, so that's basically what's happening. That's what's going on. So, I have strategy sessions that I'm launching. So, you can do those at 25 minutes for $25. I have a membership platform that's going to be open too, so I can give other people advice. Especially if you're out, you're shopping for yourself, you're doing those things for yourself. So, you can have little hicks and tricks. And then, I just have all this other stuff from closet reconstructions to shopping for people. I have a shopping class coming up and a makeup class. Like I said, I just told you guys about coming up. So I just have all of these things that I'm doing and collabing with other people. So I'm just really, really excited. Even tonight I posted a video on Facebook and it said that your purpose is profitable. So the thing that you love to do, there is somebody willing to pay you for it. And I believe that we have gotten so to the point where we don't think it's possible. And I really think it is. And the crazy thing is, that is my gifting to help other people. I can help other people be more profitable in their business and within themselves and find their, you know, help them. Like, once you know what you like to do, to come up with a plan on how to get you paid to do that. Crazy thing is, I know that and I haven't been doing it for myself, which has been super, super crazy. And I get why I haven't, because you overthink it and you get stuck in your head and you really start doubting yourself and thinking it's not possible when it truly, truly, truly is. Because everybody doesn't have that skill set. Everybody doesn't know how to do the skill set that you do. And usually your gift and your talent does connect to a great skill set. It usually connects something that you're really good at doing, which is a skill set. And I think sometimes we forget that our skills and our gifts are things that really can really make us money, and people really need those things. And I know even for me, I took the power of just really wanting to be a better person and to dress better and to present yourself better. I'm not going to say I took it for granted, but I forgot people really need that skill. And I think because I've been looking at the numbers and the data and researching and overthinking and relying on my intellect, that I haven't been doing the things that I just love to naturally do, because you've been feeling wrong to just love the things that you want to do. I feel like anytime we find happiness in something... I didn't get my thought out. That was it. Yeah, I know. I just feel like if you let me say this, I'll say this. I feel like a lot of times we feel bad about those things because when we're little kids, we're told, oh, okay, so you know how you like to paint and draw all the time. Have you ever noticed I never tell you what you can't do? I let you just do it, right? You want to cut up paper, you be wanting to cut up boxes and design stuff. I just let you go at it, right? Because you love to do it, right? What you're doing is you're learning how to build with your hands. You're learning how to create in your head what you see, and you're actually doing it. When you're painting the picture that you see in your head, the beauty you see in your head, you're just taking out your head and you're putting it on the canvas to share with other people, right?
Yes.
People don't when you go to the store, don't you see art paintings everywhere?
Yes.
And people buying it, right?
Yes.
Look around you. We live in a house, right?
Yes.
Down the street, it's new houses being built, right?
Yes.
Every day is new inventions coming up on the market, right?
Yes.
So what you're doing is needed. Get it?
Yes.
So if other people have made a business from it, why can't you? Because you didn't believe in yourself, right?
Mm-mm.
You didn't think what you have is amazing. You don't think what you have in your hand is dope. So meaning the stuff, it means when it says the stuff that you have in your hands, means the stuff that you have found to put your hands to. Anything that you can find to do with your hands for the good is good. Anything that you can put your hands to. But the more you master something, the more you do that one thing in your heart that you really like to do, that you really like to talk about, the better you'll get at it. And the more you're mastering, when you really can master something, the more people will seek it, because the more people will know that you do that one thing.
I like
people
mastering
won't get
confused.
Yep.
Because it makes me feel amazing and nothing can stop me.
Yep. So that means you need to do more what?
Art.
More what?
Art.
Mm-hmm. Like, I love beauty. Like, I just, no matter what I do, I want to make it beautiful. That's my first goal. I want it to look nice. I want it to come together.
Oh.
And that's how I look at people. When I see people, the first thing I see is to see how beautiful they are. I want them to come together.
Oh.
I want people to be together, and I want them to present that. And why? And I like when people's packaging looks good. I like when people's clothes. Everything about a person is a package. Everything you do that comes from you, I feel like should look good. Your family should look good. Your kids should look good. Your business should look good. Your car should look good. It's yours.
Everything should look good.
Mm-hmm.
But some people don't care about their stuff.
Yeah, and I don't understand why people don't care about themselves. And I think a lot of it is because they don't think they're important. They don't see how pretty they are. So I help people see how great they are. I help people see how beautiful they are.
So they won't
That's just
be
basically
caught up
what
in
it is.
Other stuff.
Huh?
So they won't be caught up in different, like...
Oh, yeah, I don't want people to get caught up in stuff that's going to hurt them or that's going to harm them.
Oh.
Because I knew that I wanted that feeling growing up. I wanted someone to care about me.
I know how that feels.
What you mean?
I know people care about me, but, like some people don't, like, care for the heart.
Yeah, some people don't care about your heart. I care about people's heart because I want people to care about mine. I don't do wrong to my brother and sister. I don't gain anything from it.
What does that mean?
You don't want to go after people. You don't want to hurt people. Hurting somebody doesn't do anything. Like, who wins?
Nobody.
Who wins?
Nobody wins.
It's not worth it. And I don't think we put our heart out here anymore. I don't think we just tell people, I love you. And really mean it. Really mean it.
Ah.
So I love Love.
Well, so you love the cat named Love?
I just love Love. Listen, hey, hey, see, here you go.
I love, love, love. That's the same thing.
I love Love. Don't you love Love?
Yes. Well, I like to say I like Love and I love Love at the same time. But I like Love makes more sense. But Love,
how?
Love makes, like, makes no
sense. Don't you love it? Don't you love it?
Yes.
When I love you, right?
Yeah.
It feels good.
Yes.
So you love the Love.
Yes.
So you love Love.
That kind of like weird sense, but yeah.
Don't you love this?
Yes.
It feels good. So
like
you love the feeling of being loved, and you love to give love. You just love love. Love love. You just love love.
And I like being warmed by the hand.
Mm-hmm. Like to be touched.
Mm-hmm. And warmed.
Yeah. So you love love. So when you lay in my lap, what am I doing? Rubbing you the whole time.
Uh-huh. And it makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Because you love love.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yes.
Whatever. So, yeah. You just got to stand in knowing who you are and believing in who you are no matter what. No matter how situations may look, no matter how down it can be, you got to remember who you are. You got to remember all the good stuff about you and all the stuff that you've overcame. So this little glitch, just because you can't see your way out of it. I got to quote, re-quote myself. Just because you're going in through a storm doesn't mean you still can't work in it. Doesn't mean you still can't change. The outcome can always change. It's not over till it's really over. This isn't the time that you sit down and you sit back. It's the time you gotta play harder.
What happens if they finish all of it?
Hmm?
What happens if they finish all of it?
That means you won't be here. You don't stop till you're gone. Don't stop till you get enough. Keep on. Ta-da. Yep, you don't stop. You got enough?
Mm-hmm.
You satisfied?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm satisfied.
You're grateful, but you're not satisfied. You want more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't stop till you get enough. That's the name of this podcast. Don't stop till you get enough.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Mm-mm, can't stop. Don't stop till you get enough. Until you got enough success, until you grown, you never stop.
Can't stop till you give it up.
Yeah, don't stop till you get enough.
Don't stop till you get enough.
There you go. All right, that's the end of this podcast. All right, guys, that's the end of this podcast. I hope you are enjoying these podcasts. Look at me posting a podcast every day. So I hope you enjoy these podcasts. Again, I hope you have a great night. Leilani, would you like to say anything to the people and close the podcast up?
Bye. Have a good night.
But sending you tons of creativity tonight if you're still up like I am. Inspiration, creativity. I pray your dreams are creative. I pray you get new inspiration tonight. New ideas happen for you. All of those good things. I can't think of anything else, but I just pray that you have a really, really good night. And yeah, girl, I love you. I love you. I got a couple more days that I'm about to really sit here and go super, super hard and then disconnect like next weekend, which I'm like super looking forward to. So I hope you are enjoying your weekend if you're relaxing at home, if you're doing something. I got podcasts coming up all week long. And you guys know I never stick to the same time, but look forward to me dropping a podcast every day. So if you don't get this one, then you'll get two more tomorrow or something like that. I'll do something crazy. But I'm in this thing with you, girl. We got to ride it off. We got to ride it till the wheels fall off. We got to ride it till the wheels fall off. We got to ride it till the wheels fall off. So we got to ride through this. Thug Dizzling. We riding. We like some gangsters. Really, Leilani?
I'm not doing
that. That was not gangster.
That was not gangster. We out here gang banging. Click, click, psh, psh, bing, bing. Riding, thugs. That was not thuggish. You just real thugs don't cough.
They do. You cough.
Yeah. So shut up. Don't do what I do what I tell you to do, right? Your mom, I don't know if your mom grew up telling you that, but yeah, don't do what I do what I tell you to do. All right, guys, though, we love you and have a great night. Bye.